The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you're fed up with getting scam calls from plus 44 numbers, in other words, UK numbers, you'll be glad to hear that Comreg is going to tackle the problem. Adrian Weckler, the tech correspondent with the Irish Independent, is on the line. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I had one of those yesterday, driving along, phone rings, hands-free, I answer and I get a recorded message, a British female accented voice telling me to WhatsApp her number, the number that dialed in, which I didn't, of course, I knew it was a scam. But why is this happening?
It's a surge, absolute wave going on at the moment. Everybody I know has had the same experience as you, myself included. I got one yesterday. You hear a recorded voice. Typically, it's a plus 44 prefix on the number, which normally would be a UK-based prefix, but it's not actually a UK call. It's a spoofed call, very likely from outside Europe. Now, there are a couple of reasons why this is happening. There are generic scam calls like this, and they try to get you to click or to tap onto an option or to use your voice, and then you might be connected to a scammer. There's another reason why this happens, though, and that is because by answering the call, you are now putting yourself on a bigger, wider scammer's database. So this is a tough one to do because we all have relations and sometimes contacts or work contacts in the UK. But the best advice is try not to answer these calls because many of these calls are test cases. They're computer generated calls sent out. If you answer, there's a green tick goes beside your name, your number, and you're now on a bigger database.
I mean, one of our researchers who's in her early 20s got a call from an adult woman saying, "Hello, Mom."
Now it's interesting because I think most of us would have a lot of experience over the last, say, 3, 4, 5 years of getting a variety of scam calls. And you may have noticed that scam calls from the likes of 087, 086, 085, 083, from Irish numbers appear to have kind of moderated. They've come down quite a bit, okay? One of the reasons we're talking about the plus 44 robocalls at the moment is because we're reminded of how bad it can be. We haven't had as many of the other type of scam calls, and that's partially down to genuine step forwards in the industry here. They have implemented different types of new technology with the networks, with the regulator, to essentially crack down somewhat on those calls.
Okay. Now, what is Comreg promising to do in the new year about these seemingly UK calls, but not UK at all? What are they going to do?
What they're promising is a deployment of new kind of AI type technology. They're calling it a voice firewall. And they say what it's going to do is to try and use machine learning or artificial intelligence to detect very unusual or atypical call behavior patterns, particularly from calls and spoofed calls that originate from abroad. In other words, if on Irish networks you start seeing a load of calls like we're getting at the moment with the plus 44, it's going to see batches of those coming in. It will analyze those for what they call metadata and other indicators, and it will take action with a high degree of confidence that they are not legitimate calls. So they say they're going to roll that out next year. They're talking about sometime, you know, maybe springtime or summertime next year. The only health warning that you would attach to that is that we do remember that Comreg, the telecoms regulator, had to ditch their scam text registry, which was rolled out this year to great fanfare. And it was a great idea. And this was the idea that, you know, all these fake texts that purported to be from, you know, Amazon or whoever it was, that they were going to crack down on that. The system didn't really work as planned. And what you were seeing were legitimate texts from hospitals and from pharmacists and others blocked. So sometimes they can have teething problems.
Okay, so we're hoping that it will work. And, you know, fair play, they've got to give it a go. And let's hope it functions well. Adrian Weckler, who is a tech correspondent with The Independent, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.